This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only Holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Your name is to be praised. O Lord, you are Abba, beautiful in all that you do. You're our comforter and designer. You're the everlasting, faithful Father, gracious and good, holy and incredible. You are Jesus, the keeper of our souls, the Lord of life itself, our Messiah, the name above all names. You're the only true God, perfect in all of your ways, and you quiet us by your love, your righteousness and salvation, your truth, and unique in every way. You, Lord, are the visionary one, wonderful in all that you do. You're the expert in education. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and you are the God of Zion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this absolute privilege to come before you and to seek your face, to know your ways, and to call out to you. Oh, Lord, how great is that privilege. Thank you, Lord, for the role of ambassador, that we may represent you well. Give us the tools, give us the armor, give us the wisdom, and help us, Lord, to help the children to see you. Guide our paths, that we may give you all the glory today. We love you, Lord, and thank you for this opportunity to be in your word and prayer. We praise you and love you and thank you in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, thank you, dear friends, for joining us for the reading of the Word of God. Now, we finished Psalm 119 yesterday, and I thank Lindsay again. And we're moving on to another series of very short psalms. These are called the Songs of Ascent. They are traditional songs sung by the Israelites as they ascended to Jerusalem, for all males were required to come to Jerusalem 3 times a year. And so you could almost picture them singing these songs as they went on the uphill road to Jerusalem. They run from Psalm 120, today's reading, up to Psalm 134. They're also called the Pilgrim Songs. 4 of them are attributed to King David, 1 to Solomon, and the other 10 are anonymous. The first song of ascent will be read for us by our friend Chad Sweeney. The Word of God, Psalm 120.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chad Sweeney, a Christian educator and physical education teacher from Hardin County, Kentucky. I'll be reading Psalm 120. A cry for truth and peace, a song of ascents. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Lord, rescue me from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. What will he give you, and what will he do to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with burning charcoal. What misery that I have stayed in Meshech, that I have lived among the tents of Kedar. I have dwelt too long with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Yes, Chad, and praise God for that reading of his word. And thank you, Chad, for reading Psalm 120 for us today. Let us pray Psalm 120. To our eternal comforter, Lord, when we are distressed or in trouble, let our natural reaction be to call upon you first. When pressures rise up at school, we ask for wisdom and guidance from the Holy Spirit. Our ways are not your ways. Your comfort far exceeds any human counsel. As we walk the younger children to places on campus or observe the older children traveling from class to class, we seek your guidance for them. Too many are overwhelmed by distress and misery. Oh, that they would know how to call upon you, Lord. Let us stand in the gap for them. We seek peace for our students today in words and actions. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We pray in the comforting name of Jesus the Christ, our coming King. Amen. Well, thank you, dear friends, for your faithfulness in being in the Word of God and prayer each day. Let's read our daily devotional from Christian Educators today. It's written by me. Those always crack me up. Oh my, I called it His Own. The scripture that I chose is from 1 Samuel 12, verse 22. For the sake of His great name, the Lord will not reject His people, because the Lord was pleased to make you His own. Christian educators working in public schools are brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord has set us aside as His people, His chosen people, His ambassadors in our schools. He made us to be salt and light, love and mercy, and all things that bring Him honor and glory. Lord, thank you that you made me yours because of who you are. Show me how to more accurately reflect you on my campus and in my family today. Amen. And that was His Own, written by me, Karen Seddon, and I am your host for Around the Word in 180 Days. And now, dear friends, I'm going to remind you that we are praying again today together at 1:16 p.m. This precious prayer is just an opportunity for you to pause and pray right in the middle of the school day. Never a convenient time, but always a most important time, because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're the body of Christ in the public schools, and we are praying people. We pray at this special time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying that the lessons taught will meet the needs of the students. Now, that sounds like a no-brainer, but you all know and I know that that doesn't always happen for every kid. And so let us pray that this is a special day, that the light bulbs go on and the kids really get it. And so, friends, if you forget that prompt, count yourself normal when the alarm rings, but just pray. It can be as simple as, thank you, Lord, or help me, Lord, or I love you, Lord. Just pause and pray and know that you are not alone, for you are joining your brothers and sisters across the nation who pray right in the middle of the school day. And so, dear friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now I have the great privilege to bless you with Psalm 23. What a gift this has been this year. And so it is a prayer of blessing over you. Today's reading will be in the NIV, the New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.